You're listening to SBS News.
Senior business analyst Mayasa Jerry knows what it's like to be overlooked for a promotion. But the Melbourne-based 34-year-old of Zimbabwean heritage says she wonders whether it would have been different if she was of Anglo background.
I think for a while there, I actually thought maybe it's mainly because of my personality that I'm not aggressive enough. But when you start hearing stories of other women of colour kind of like experiencing the same, of not progressing as quickly or their salaries being disproportionate to their peers, then you start to realise that actually I'm not going crazy, this is not just me, other people are experiencing the same thing.
While the reality of a pay gap between genders has slowly become acknowledged in business and the wider community of Australia, the question of a pay gap between people of different ethnicities has not. But employees in Britain could soon be forced to publish statistics on their ethnic pay gap after a series of government audits found a stark divide in the pay packets of ethnic and non-ethnic workers. In one government department, the difference was found to be as wide as 37%. British Prime Minister Theresa May proposed earlier this month making employers publish their ethnic pay gap statistics. Companies in the country with 250 or more employees are already forced to publish their pay gap statistics for gender. There's no comprehensive data on an ethnic pay gap in Australia. But culturally diverse women founder Div Pillay says anecdotal evidence and surveys of around 150 female workers from a range of industries make her fear the gap may be similar or even larger than in Britain.
They often under-negotiate at that start and they trail that all the way to that 10-year mark. So what we find at 10 years from a culturally diverse woman perspective versus an Anglo Celtic women perspective born here in Australia, there's a significant difference, and we estimate that difference to be about 5 to 8 years in a lag. And that's significant because it's significant for economic reasons, from a super fund perspective, from a financial growth perspective, and we're finding that potentially culturally diverse women will have to work longer in their careers to manage their financial stability.
Ms. Pillay says she does not think the idea of forcing companies to publicly disclose their pay gaps would find support in Australia, because she says the business community is very conservative compared to Britain's. But she urged companies to do internal audits and find out whether an ethnic pay gap exists, and to use the results to prompt internal action to address any gap.
I do think that the advocacy and the leadership from Parliament would be wonderful to be able to sort of support that disclosure and support the conversation.
Australia's new race commissioner, Chin Tan, has declined to comment to SBS about the ethnic pay gap, as have Employment and Women's Minister, Kelly O'Dwyer, and Multicultural Affairs Minister, David Coleman. Labor MP Annie Ali was born in Egypt before migrating to Australia at the age of 2, says data collection would be an important first step.
I think data collection is one of the first and most important things that we can do. Mandatory reporting or some form of reporting on the number of people employed and the level that they're employed at. And potentially even the pay gap, I think is really important.
Ms. Ali says recent events, such as the near passage of the It's OK to Be White motion in the Senate, show Australia still has a long way to go in its discussion around structural inequality.
You know, I think when we've got an Australia where the conversation is still around the use of a white supremacist slogan in Parliament, it suggests to me that we need to have a much more mature debate about these issues, and that too often the debate about substantive equality, particularly for ethnic minorities and people of colour, gets hijacked to be about race politics and about the politics of race. We need to get to a stage where we can have this kind of conversation.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.